Aircheckdownloads.com.
The sound of Manchester.
Manchester.
That's a great track to start with. A very good morning to you. Losing My Religion, R.E.M. I'm Eamon O'Neill. Anna's not very well, so I'm sitting in looking after things with the guys until 10 o'clock this morning. Thank you very much for choosing BBC Radio Manchester to wake up to. Loads to come between now and 10. The usual features and exciting competition. Well, not really competition. I suppose they are competitions. It's not a word we use. Interaction throughout the morning on BBC Radio Manchester. So I hope you can stay with us for as long as possible. Now, we have traffic, as you probably know, every 20 minutes on BBC Radio Manchester. But just to reiterate what Paul said in the news, because I know at this time of the morning, the M56 on the way to the airport gets very busy. And throughout the night, traffic has been temporarily held owing to a police incident on the M56 eastbound between, that's Junction 6, Winslow Road, and Junction 5, Manchester Airport. So if you're heading for the airport this morning thinking you're in plenty of time, just be aware of that and find alternative routes. We'll let you know when it's cleared. Or perhaps you're stuck in it and there's nothing you can do about that, so I'm very sorry, but we'll keep you up to date. It does get busy there, especially at this time of morning. It's a funny thing, the airport, isn't it? Whatever time of day you go, it's always busy. And the closer you get, clearly, the busier it gets. And then you get into the terminal building and there's people drinking pints at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. I've never understood it. I'm not a drinker, actually, so I've never understood it anyway. But big pints of beer at 6, I don't know. It's not for me to judge. Perhaps they've been up all night and it's their lunchtime. It's a funny place, the airport. It's a funny old place. It's certainly, when I first became aware of the airport growing up in Withinshaw in the late 50s, early 60s, we used to go cut across the fields in Woodhouse Park to watch the planes that zoomed in about every 40 minutes. Well, there was one, oh, seriously, there was one about every half hour. And we were thin enough then and daft enough to be able to sneak through the turnstiles onto the viewing platforms. The piers used to be able to just stand on the top and watch, and I think it was sixpence to get through, but we were thin enough to climb through. Those were the days, thin enough to climb through a turnstile. Right, the next song is Kylie Minogue's latest hit. It's only a short one, actually. It's called Padam Padam, and there's a bit of debate going on whether Padam Padam is just a bit of meaningless onomatopoeia or whether it means anything. And I think Kylie herself has chosen it. I think actually Edith Piaf had a song with the lyrics Padam Padam in it as well. And did the Muppets too? Yeah, I think they probably did. But Kylie Minogue is saying it's supposed to represent the heartbeat, the sound of the heart beating. I know you can make your own mind up, can't you? The Koreans do use it to explain how important the sound of a heartbeat is to relationships. So it's multi-layered.
Aircheckdownloads.com.